Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer Words of Hope and Happiness gift book. This life-giving resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children you love by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Prayer of Connection.
You know, now that my kids are having their own kids, they asked me what I wanted to be called. Did I want it to be called grandfather, granddaddy, grandpa? And I said, papa. Why? Because kids often learn to say it before they even say mama. Papa. It's so easy, it just rolls off the tongue. Now Kate chose Grammy. Shoot, I was 9 before I could pronounce Grammy, you know? But Papa, as a baby, I mean, you know, you're learning that before anything. Papa, Dada, Mama, Abba. That is the term God says you are to call me. Even today, when my kids are grown and they call me up, the sweetest thing that I love to hear is, hi, Daddy. 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 There's nothing greater than that. It's far better than the Right Reverend Rick Warren. Or Dr. So-and-so, or a few other things have been called in the last month. Daddy, that'll warm your heart up anywhere. And when my kids were growing up and they needed money, they would not come to me and say, oh, most omnipotent progenitor of the Warren clan, thou who dost so sovereignly and beneficently bestow our heavenly allowance upon us, we beseech thee, O great creator, for a bounty of cash that we might abide in the house of the motion picture. If my kids had said that to me, I'd go, huh? And I think God, a lot of times when we pray these fancy prayers, God's going, huh? Who are you talking to, Willis? Me? Moi? God says, you are to address me, Abba, Papa, Daddy. That kind of intimacy is what God wants from you. Not a religion, but a relationship. And God longs for you to have that because he is caring and he is consistent and he is close. But there's one other quality. The Bible tells us in the fatherhood of God, he is a competent father. Now that's really important when you're facing big problems. He is a competent father. He can handle any problem you give him. Nothing is beyond his ability. Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is beyond his resources. Nothing is, well, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the energy. No request is too big or too small. A woman once came to me and she said, Rick, is it really okay for me to talk to God about the small things in my life? I mean, shouldn't I just talk to him about the big problems I have and not talk to him about, like, if my face breaks out, or don't talk to him about the little things? And I looked at her and I said, ma'am, can you imagine any problem that you would have that God would consider big? It's all small. It's all small. There is nothing too big for God. It's all small stuff. You could throw your biggest problem at God. He says, that's all you got? Can't you give me anything that's a challenge? Got anything a little tougher, a little harder? It's all small stuff to God. Nothing is beyond his ability. He is a competent father. Now that is so important because today we have an epidemic in our nation of incompetent fathers. I don't know if you've noticed, but on television, all dads are doofuses. There are no competent dads on television anymore. It's not Father Knows Best, it's Homer Simpson. Dope, you know? It's Family Guy. It's Tim the Tool Time. It's Raymond. It's King of Queens. It's King of the Hill. Today's dad is the butt of the joke. And everybody else is in on the joke except dad. He's the one who doesn't get it. Mom gets it. The kids get it. But dad doesn't get it. That is the kind of father that society is promoting today. It's like the kid I heard this week was at school and he was bragging to one other little kid. He said, my dad could beat up your dad. And the other kid said, well, big deal. So could my mom. But nobody can beat up your heavenly father. Nobody can beat him up. Look at this. Nothing is impossible with God. You know, I cut the word impossible out of my dictionary. It's not in God's vocabulary. Nothing is impossible with God. You know, it's amazing to me when my kids were little, what they expected me to fix. I mean, my kids expected me to know all, to fix anything, and to afford everything. And as they grew up, they learned that their father had limited knowledge, limited energy, limited resources, limited skills, limited everything. And when you first started growing up, you were probably thinking, my daddy can do anything. But as you grew up, you realized he couldn't do a lot. There were a lot of things your dad could not do. But your heavenly father really can do anything. The Bible says this, God is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers and desires and thoughts or hopes. He says, you think of your biggest dream. I'm a big dreamer. I've had a lot of big dreams in my life. I've seen God fulfill a lot of big dreams in my life. God says, I don't care how much you dream, Rick, I can still top it. I'm bigger. I can dream bigger than you can dream. So let me ask you very pointedly, what have you been doubting that God could handle in your life? Oh, that's too hard. It's too big. That change is impossible. Yeah, well, listen for snickers from heaven. Yesterday's impossibilities are today's miracles. God specializes in the impossible. Don't ever use that word in reference to God. God can do anything. He is a competent father. Now, because he is caring, and he is consistent, and he is close, and he is competent, and he wants you to call him Abba, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Reverence for your name. When you understand what God is really like, you want to reverence his name. You stop mouthing off God at every other word. You stop using God as a filler in your speech. Oh my God. God, no. Oh God. You need to apologize to God for that. You are not reverencing his name. Hallowed be thy name. God's name is not something you just throw around and say, oh my God, oh God, you wouldn't believe this. And you just use it as a filler like, You should be ashamed of yourself and you should admit it to God and say, God, I'm sorry. I'm no longer going to do that. I'm going to hallow your name because you are caring and you are close and you're competent and you're consistent. And I'm sorry. Hallowed be your name. Is God everybody's father? No. I'll just tell you right up front. No, he's not. God created everybody. God loves everybody, but he is not everybody's father. You've got to choose to make him your father. I want you to be my father. Everybody's created by God, but not everybody treats him like a father. No. And just because you have the ability to create a baby doesn't make you a dad. There are all kinds of men who've, quote, fathered babies they never fathered. There's a whole lot more to fathering than simply birthing a baby. God is the creator of everybody. And God loves everybody. And God wants everybody in his family. But you're not in his family until you choose to be. And that's why God sent Jesus Christ to earth, to make the connection. Because God is perfect and we're not. God is holy and we're sinful. And we need a bridge. We need a bridge over troubled waters. We need a go-between. We need a priest. We need a mediator. We need somebody to connect God and man. So God said, I'll have to do it myself. And he came to earth, and the Bible says this on your outline. God is on the one side and all the people are on the other side, and Christ Jesus himself, man, is between them to bring them together. That's the connection. We're connecting to God. To bring them together by giving his life for all mankind. And on the cross, between God and man, Jesus said, because of the cross, I can bring you across. I can bring you across to God. How do you get in God's family? How do you make God your father? Next verse. We are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. It is only through faith. Friends, there's not a single verse in the Bible that says you connect to God through religion. There's not a single verse in the Bible that says you connect to God by being perfect. There's not a single verse in the Bible that says you connect to God by promising to never sin. It says the only way you become a connected to God, get in his family, he becomes your father, not just your creator, is through faith in his son, Jesus Christ. How can I learn about God being my father? That's what Saddleback Church is all about. That's why we have class 101, 201, 301, 401. That's why we do everything we do, women's ministry, men's ministry, small groups, because we want you to connect to God. And let me just close. I've been very straightforward with you. One of your deepest needs is to have the approval of your father. There is a hole in your soul. And you have that need to have the approval of your father, even if you never knew him. The truth is, you may never get it. It says more about your father than you. Your father may be unable to give it because of the pain in his own life. Your father may have walked out of your life years ago. Maybe your father has already died. And there is that hole in your soul. But there is a father who loves you consistently, compassionately, caringly, competently. And that Father, your heavenly Father, can give you the acceptance and the approval and the advice and the appreciation that you so crave. Let's bow our heads. Your heavenly Father, unlike your own father, has never missed a moment of your life. Not a single one. He's never missed a moment. He was a witness to every word, every hurt, every fear, every sin, every sorrow. And unlike your human father, he has understood your thoughts completely when you didn't even understand him yourself. And today you can turn to him and he will never leave you. Have you allowed the experiences with your human father to warp your view of your heavenly father? Not consciously, but maybe unconsciously, at a gut, visceral level. I beg you to trade your misconceptions for the truth about God. The truth will set you free. And I'm going to ask every one of you right now to pray this prayer in all of our venues, outside, here, inside. Pray this, dear Father, in your mind, dear Father, Abba, Daddy, Papa, I want you to be my heavenly Father, and I want to be your son or daughter. Thank you for sending Jesus to make that connection and to make it possible for me to be a part of your family. I want to believe in him and believe in you. And from this point on, I want to start putting my trust in you. Thank you for your care, your consistency. Thank you for being close, even when I didn't know it. For being competent enough to handle all the problems that I'll face this next year. I put my trust in you. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen again. Rick will be back to close out our time in just a moment, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's so important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. With this in mind, we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is the perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life, and we'll send it to you when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I love getting these letters from you when you write in from all around the world. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring that hope that we find in God's Word to people in every nation. Here's a note from one of our listeners who actually lives in India. Dear Pastor Rick, it's a great honor for me to share how I get blessings from the Daily Hope devotional every day. It's already been a year and a half that I've been reading the Daily Hope devotional, and I thank God for these. I also share these devotionals through social media like Facebook and WhatsApp, and I send the daily devotions to 40 different pastors and 50 different lay leaders and to some of my church members and friends. I send them all over central India and to almost 500 people across the country. Thank you so much for this Daily Hope devotional, and may God continue to use every reader who have been called by God for his purposes. With blessings, Reverend Lang Kim, pastor of the Kuki Baptist Convention, Manipur, India. Well, I love how a Pastor Lamkin is using Facebook. He's using WhatsApp to share these devotionals with hundreds of people in India. Do you realize that when you tell anybody about this broadcast or when you pass on the written devotional, you're actually partners with us in sharing the gospel all around the world. And the Bible says that as partners in ministry, we will share in the rewards together. Now, this is something anybody can do. And if you haven't thought about it, start making a list of people you could tell about Daily Hope. You could do this. Anybody can do this. And if you go to our website, PastorRick.com, you can share it by broadcast. You can share the devotional. You can share it on social media with just one little click. Do you realize how easy that is? We're trying to help you help share the gospel, which God has called all of us to do. Our ability to reach people all around the world is the direct result of your prayers, your financial support, and your willingness to tell others. So from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say to you, thank you. I love you, and I thank God for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.